Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up?
Now, today is election day, so I hope everybody out there went and voted. It's important. We're changing futures here, ladies and gentlemen, so let's get to it. Now, Portia's out today, but helping out, lifting all the heavy dishes with us is the one, the only Eva Marcel from Real Housewives of Atlanta. And of course, we got the host on the other coast, Heidi and Frank, holding it down in La La Land. What up, y'all?
I also want to remind all dyslexics, don't forget to veto.
Oh. All right, later on today, Hugh Jackman has a new political movie out today, which is very appropriate, and we got him to tell us who he'd have in his cabinet. Plus, The Rock also wants you to vote, but laugh at the same time. We'll explain. But first, Heidi, what you got going on?
Well, it's that time of year again. No, I'm not talking about Thanksgiving time. I'm talking about it's time for People Magazine to choose the sexiest man alive 2018.
Oh, is this where you guys bring in the cake and stuff and the sash?
Ow.
For who? Here's what I gotta say. Blake Shelton, move over. Get out of the way. And I don't even think anybody's gonna argue with this. Idris Elba.
Oh, yes. Yes, honey.
No argument
yes,
here, darling.
He has delivered.
He should have been.
I'm not going to argue that, but I think I would have thought it would have been Bradley Cooper based off.
Don't hate.
No, I'm not hating.
Did you see Idris on People Magazine, the cover? Look at him.
He's a sexy man.
Delicious. I mean, even I'd be like, well, maybe a little taste.
Heidi, you would sample the chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, I may say to him, hey, Idris, do you have a sister?
Her name is Ella.
And the
Ella Elba?
Ella Doris.
She's going to be Elba deep in me, I can tell you.
Oh, my God.
If she looks
God.
Here's his thoughts on being chosen. Take a look.
You know, what went through my mind was, where? That's you know, what really, what, where, what number? And she was like, no. The sexiest man. I was like, nah, me, really? Looked in the mirror, checked myself out. I was like, yeah. You are kind of sexy today.
And I like, hated that. I think he's less sexy now because
you're
he just didn't own it.
You're such a hater, Frank.
But I don't like that. Well, me? What number?
You're such a hater. Me?
You know what?
Are you mad at his accent, Frank? Like,
yeah, you know he knows he's in the conversation.
That's right.
You know he knows.
I'm a head crack. He knew.
The People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive hits newsstands nationwide this Friday. And for more info, you can go to peopletv.com.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Dish Nation fam, did People Magazine get it right?
Yes.
Yeah, right on the head.
Mm-hmm. That was, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, so if you have a different choice, why don't you hop on Twitter and tweet us at Dish Nation, and if it's not Idris Elba, who is it?
Well, like we mentioned earlier, it is Election Day, and many celebs have been using social media to encourage everyone to get out and vote. And one of my faves, The Rock, yes, indeed. Oh, Lord have mercy. Somebody...
Fanning out.
Yeah. Ooh. He was able to get the message out and troll his friend Kevin Hart at the same damn time. Dwayne posted this pic to his Instagram with the caption, "Get out and vote. Don't do it for me. Do it for the little ones. #vote."
Oh, my God.
It's the best way to use social media because people are going to share anything that's funny. And
yes.
Plus, when you have millions of followers, like, the ripple effect is going to be strong.
Right. And Kevin Hart's followers and The Rock's followers, that's good.
The Rock holding his little pebble.
Yeah, the Photoshop game was so good, I didn't realize anything was wrong at first. worse. I thought he was holding Kevin Hart.
Do you think anyone's going to complain about this, though, as, like, you know, height shaming at some point? Because they had this, like, friendly ribbing back and forth. Both very smart guys, very successful guys. But isn't there somebody going to be out there trolling this and not see the humor and go,
making fun of
little people or little...
Short stature people.
Seriously?
But the beauty is that Kevin Hart started his career off by making fun of his height. So, I mean, it really doesn't really affect him and shouldn't really affect that many other people because he does it to himself.
Yeah, that's true. You'll never be able to please everybody. Somebody is going to always have something negative to say.
And newsflash, he's short.
He looks
short. It's wrong to say short, Eva. It's height challenge. Right.
Oh, he's vertically challenged.
Right.
Excuse me.
Be
politically correct on election day.
He's kidnappable.
He's very kidnappable.
Well, this is heart-wrenching. We all remember John Snyder Bowe from the Dukes of Hazzard, right, y'all? I loved him. I used to love his jeans. I wanted a pair when I was growing up. Well, he had an emotional breakdown in Dancing with the Stars last night. John is currently going through a nasty divorce with his ex-wife, Elvira Snyder, and apparently the divorce has caused a huge strain on his relationship with his kids. Take a look.
The worst part about it is that it has wedged itself in between my three adult children and myself. There's nothing I can do except hope that one day one of my kids will call me up or show up. I look in the crowd thinking maybe tonight.
Yeah, that's sad.
What did he do?
He's just a great actor. He knows that he was on the bubble. I think he actually went home, so he's not going to be able to put out any more messages to his kids. But was he trying to pull the sympathy act right there at the very end?
Well, he did a good job with me then.
I'd have voted for him.
He won. Ding, ding.
If he would have acted like that in Dukes of Hazzard, it would still be on.
Yeah, exactly. And if they're not talking to him, what did he do to make it so bad? Like,
is their mama probably not letting them talk to him?
I mean, they should know. He's just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
Yeah, but he's been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Making a way any way he knows how.
You're right.
And my thing, and he was paying his wife $18,900 a month.
Say that number again.
$18,000. Y'all got the wrong man, honey. Y'all need to get with Bo.
Well, I heard that he actually asked the court when he was assigned $18,000 a month. He says, "Can I just go to jail?"
What? I'm with you. I would go to jail, too, if I had to give somebody $18,000 a month and it wasn't my mortgage.
Yeah, but the sad thing about it is, though, he won't be able to talk to his kids through the TV again now that he was eliminated from the show. So how are you going to talk to
him? Was he eliminated?
Yeah, they let him go, honey.
Did they at least create great television by showing him leaving in the General Lee?
Well, this is awkward, but maybe not for some. John Stamos revealed a pretty embarrassing story on Busy Tonight. Now, in case you don't know, John Stamos is 55, and he's married to his wife, who's 32 years old.
Yeah.
And they recently had a son named Billy, who's 6 months old right now. But he was telling a story about when they were trying to get pregnant, what happened at the doctor's office, at the appointment. Take a look.
Well, I can't believe I'm finally getting to tell the story.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I went into this little room where they go in there, and, you know, and they said, if you need any stimulation or whatever, there's videos and there's this TV here. And I turn the TV on. It's on Fuller House. My hand to God. If I'm going to masturbate to myself, it's going to be my old self, not the new.
But I love that he's like going to do old Uncle Jesse, like mullet, feathered front, you know, Jesse and the Ripper.
Yeah, he knows his peak. He knows when he peaked out. I mean, have you ever just looked in the mirror at yourself and done the deed?
No. Have you?
How do you think I watch Dish Nation?
That's like people, I mean, even when people are musicians and they put their own song on to have sex with an actual somebody else, I find that very weird.
Well, you have to be an amazing artist to pull that off, though.
Like, who can pull that off?
Like Sade. Sade can get herself pregnant with no man. Listen to her own songs. She got them joints.
She's pregnant with twins, actually.
See?
But that's not the same thing as sitting there turning on a sitcom.
And
taking care of yourself over laugh tracks. Like, that is so weird.
And then there's kids on that show, so then
You gotta start and stop. Up next, Drake is out here looking to make this rapper his new Kiki. We'll find out what tricks he up to after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
right, so welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, Drake can't seem to stay out of his feelings. Now, usually when a guy likes a girl, you know, he may offer to take out for dinner, maybe go to a movie, or even go to the old soda fountain. But you'll never guess what he offered to do for his crush rapper, Stefflon Don.
What?
Take a look at this.
So why should you be my man then?
Okay, we can cook up tune together in a stew. I can organize all your heels and your fits and your wigs for you and all them things, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody said the wigs, you know what?
He was spitting G for a second, but he went from boyfriend to girlfriend in, like, you know, a matter of 20 seconds.
Drake just like to play with dolls, honey. Just call it like it damn is, honey. He like to play with dolls, honey.
Would you want somebody coming through to organize your scarves for you?
I wouldn't mind so much with my scarves, but I keep my stuff real organized. I'm very OCD.
Yeah, but still, he is, too. He wants to play with
your
hair.
What about your braiding hair?
Things, honey.
Well, no, I don't think I would want him to touch my hair.
And is that the thing now? Y'all talking about wigs now openly?
Y'all, these is my edges.
Women and women.
Well, not you, but
women that's wearing wigs, because women usually like don't want a man to know that it's a wig.
Right, this is true.
Stuff, and that's some queen tendencies.
No,
he's just trying to say something real sweet to make her be like,
oh. Not to a black woman, because she'd be like, girl.
Well, I don't know if she's all the way black, so she might be. It had her smiling, so it was working evidently.
Yeah, she London, but see, I heard the Jamaican influence.
But then I heard me too. Talking about making some roadie or something. They said.
Tunes in the stew. I ain't even mad at
it. Well, y'all, it took long enough, but Farrah Abram finally realized that she was not about that life, okay? After going on a social media campaign for the past couple of months showing off her fighting skills, the reality star will not be throwing them hands up in the celebrity match she was scheduled to fight hoops in. It was this coming weekend.
What?
Yeah, man. Sources are saying Farrah threw a hissy fit because she didn't receive freebies from the show's promoter and refused to show up for Saturday's brawl. Now she's been replaced with mob star wife Natalie DiDonato, but that's not all. Guess who the referee is, y'all?
Who?
Oprah.
It's none other than my girl, Drita DiVanzo.
Yes, Drita!
And she was supposed to fight, though, right?
She don't want those hands.
Y'all remember when Fair wanted to fight Drita in this fight, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Bad idea.
Very bad idea, because Drita got them hands. She put them paws on them. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think Farrah got shook at the last minute, and this was definitely her way of pulling out.
I don't think women should be fighting like that. It's so good. And Farrah, she's a pretty lady. She shouldn't be fighting like that.
But why'd you like it on Dynasty and not in real life?
Dynasty was classic.
Oh, Dominique Devereaux, it's okay when she does.
That was a classic fight. That was a grand fight. This here is real rough. It makes me nervous.
I mean, so do any of y'all have any words for Farrah Abraham when you're dealing with people who are about their life for real and not for play?
Pray, duck.
Don't socialize with hood people.
Farrah is hood. Farrah had a baby at 12.
Well, she was.
What are we talking about? She's as hood as they come.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right. And it's time to get slicing and dicing with this Emerald 6-piece knife set. Now, this colorful knife set includes 6 protective sheaths with a nonstick design that will boost cooking and prep efficiency. Check out the handles. They soft and ready for the perfect grip that'll fit securely and comfortably in your hand.
Yes, what a good grip.
Oh. The hollow grind ensures a sharp blade, and it's color-coded for easy identification.
Oh, this is so cute. Crack, I'm ready to start chopping stuff up now. Now, how much is it?
Usually, the knife set goes for $70.
Easy.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, we hacked and slashed it down to $24.
Oh, I could afford that.
Yo, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Edmund Fraud sits down, honey, with Hugh Jackman and the cast of the new movie, The Front Runner. Now, you don't want to miss this coming up right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Look who dropped by. It's our friend Andrew Freund. Yay! Andrew, what do you have for us?
Happy Election Day, everyone.
Yes, vote.
Vote. I voted. See my sticker?
Yeah, I got to vote later. We got to go later.
Just got to go later. Yeah. All right, so I sat down with the man, Wolverine himself, Hugh Jackman, for his new film.
Oh, no big deal.
He has a new movie coming out called The Front Runner, where he plays disgraced presidential candidate Gary Hart. We all remember Gary Hart.
Of course.
Yeah, Gary Hart, I guess, had an affair or something.
Donna Rice.
That she was in Playboy. I remember that.
Yes, and you're thinking, how did Gary Hart get her?
Yes.
I didn't get it.
See, back then, it mattered to people.
Yeah,
and you would be, you'd have to drop out of the election. But today, more votes. You didn't sleep with...
Wait, you didn't cheat on your wife?
it was it was kind of the first political sexual scandal.
Right.
And I sat down with the cast in New York, and this is what they had to say.
Gary Hart is the man to beat in 88.
If we hold ourselves to those highest standards, then the voters cannot do otherwise.
Senator, I want to ask you some questions about the woman at your townhouse.
Can you tell us how you know her?
You can't be serious. No one is staying in my home. There's no need for that.
I am serious.
Take me back. The film takes place in 88.
I don't really remember 19... It's actually 1987, and I don't remember really any of it, except that number. That's about all I remember. But it's interesting. This blip of history is really actually quite foretelling in what and how we got to where we are today.
If you're running for president, Sarah Paxton's running for president, what celebrity is going to be her VP?
I mean, I was thinking about this earlier, and I think I got to go Oprah.
Who's in the cabinet in the Jackman administration?
I'm going to have Meryl Streep as my VP. No one's arguing with Meryl on any subject. Right on anything. Right?
Who could be in the cabinet?
I know Ryan Reynolds would want to be the VP.
Okay, fine.
Can we have Halle Berry in the cabinet as well? Yes, if she would. Yes, let's have Halle. Let's have, well, my wife.
Of course. We got to have Deb. I call her hashtag my Debs. Because in every Instagram, she's hashtag my Debs.
She is.
So
that's true.
We're going to have
We'll definitely have Deb, although that's going to be weird because everyone who knows me and Deb knows that she should be president.
So it's going to be a Paxton Winfrey ticket.
First of all. I can see it now.
Yeah, Paxton Winfrey ticket.
Wow.
What fun laws are you going to enact for this nation?
Well, I think that we're going to allow dogs to go anywhere and everywhere because I'm very attached to my dog, so.
Well, she loves dogs.
I mean, yeah, Oprah loves all the things that I love. She loves bread.
Yep.
She loves dogs. I think we get along really well.
Okay, my fun laws.
Yeah.
Well, I've long thought the 5-2 is not really great.
I don't know what that is.
I mean, 5 days work and 2 days. I mean, that just seems an arbitrary thing. I would have thought it's time to get a little more balanced. So I think it should be three and a half days on and off.
Am I going to get dental insurance?
You want vision? You want dental? Whatever you need.
What about?
We're just going to say yes to everything. I'm from Hollywood. Whatever you would like.
Anything I want.
Within reason.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Andrew. But you stay right there because we have more Dish Nation coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now, this woman happens to be a favorite of ours. She goes by the name of Amethyst Realm. She's the British lady we told you about before that put the hoe in Ghost. Well, she's alleged to have slept with over 20 ghosts, and now she's engaged to one.
You know what? This is way too much. This is taking it way too far, okay?
How, Sway?
Well, here's her answer. On a business trip to Australia, Amethyst decided to take a hike, and that's when she met her ghostly fiancé and said it was by far the most intense encounter ever. But there's even more to the story, y'all. She went on to say usually ghosts stay in one place, but this ghost in particular decided to board the plane with her, and now she's a member of the Mile High Club.
I can't. I can't.
Did he sit with her? Did he have his own seat? Did he pay for a seat?
He was there,
I think he sat in her lap.
He met her in the bathroom.
Sure. Well, anyway, it gets more interesting than that. The ghost actually proposed to her a couple months later, and the ghost didn't get down on his knees because apparently ghosts don't have knees.
Will he show up to the wedding?
He ghosted her.
I mean, is she going to be standing there by herself, and then it's going to be like a ghost standing next to her, but we won't see it, but she'll know it's
there. It's like a hologram, and you can kind of see it a little bit.
So she going to kiss the air.
That's right.
She's going to be like...
What's the top of that cake gonna look like? Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.